Many Americans begin their holidays with travel, and complaining about that travel is quickly becoming a favorite national pastime. Long lines, small seats, hidden fees for everything from carry-ons to a can of Coke, the list goes on. To help us understand why this is the new reality, we reached Seth Kaplan. He's the editor of Airline Weekly. Mr. Kaplan, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Why is travel by air regarded as so unpleasant today? And why are airlines so unresponsive, in some cases downright hostile, to the frustrations their customers feel?
Well, I think it's largely a question of expectations. Flying has now become democratized like so much else. It's something that far more people can afford to do and that far more people do because fares are so much lower, because airlines have removed a lot of things that they now see as optional services. If they offer them at all, they charge for them.
Your feeling is that the very best thing the airlines have to offer at this point is safe and cheap. Let's talk about cheap. Because when you try to book a flight, it's very hard to tell if you're really getting cheap. Because there's the quoted fare, and then there are all these fees, and there are all these taxes, which in some cases cost more than the actual ticket. And customers don't necessarily know that until they pull up to the gate and find that they're not, in fact, going to be able to travel as inexpensively as they thought.
Yeah, and this is another question of expectations and a legacy of how things used to be.
Well, but the expectation that you're going to pay X because the airline said that's what the fare was, and then you find out that that's not true, that's an expectation that everybody has about everything if you know the price and pay the price.
Airlines were actually unique among different kinds of businesses that we all patronize in that they long included all sorts of things that if you were inventing the industry today, you wouldn't do any of that. If you were starting the industry today, it would never occur to you to provide food and drinks as part of the service with air travel. You would probably charge for all those things just as trains do, just as all kinds of businesses do. But that's how it used to be, and that's a legacy.
I think you're overstating this used to be thing and the legacy factor. I mean, most people alive today have never had good service from airlines.
Well, again, it depends on what you define as good service. If you define good service as safe, reliable, on-time transportation at a reasonable fare, well, apparently it's about as good now historically as it's ever been, and that's why more people are traveling.
Do you think any of this this sort of bad feeling that people have about flying nowadays is going to change?
Well, I think that it will stabilize. I think that consumers have been through a lot these past few years. So, I think people will get used to this and they're probably not going to complain to the same degree several years from now about these same things, because we'll just all be fairly used to this.
Do you think there's any possibility or any merit to the idea that airlines might compete on the basis of service as well as price?
Well, when we think about, JetBlue providing complimentary in-flight satellite television and many others offering things like that, they are competing on service to one degree or another. The airlines that only compete on price are the exception, not the rule. Having said that, certainly, our definition of what makes good service might have changed over the years, but most are still trying to attract customers based on something other than price alone.
Mr. Kaplan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Seth Kaplan is the editor of Airline Weekly.